Oasis Audio presents The Cooper Kids Adventure Series, Book 8, May Day at 2500, by Frank E. Peretti. Read for you by the author. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. Jay Cooper sat in the 182 Skylane's right seat, his hand on the control yoke, watching the horizon over the plane's nose and enjoying the view of the Cascade Mountains passing below. A gentle wind from the Pacific Ocean was rippling over the snow-frosted peaks like river water over smooth stones, making the airplane's wings rock lazily and its nose nod and wag in little yeses and noes. With gentle corrections to the control yoke, Jay held the plane on course and maintained a steady descent rate of 500 feet per minute. At 14, he was 3 years too young to be a licensed pilot, but he'd flown often enough with his father to know how to handle an airplane. When he turned 17, he would get his license. His mind was made up on that. For now, his Uncle Rex was sitting in the left seat as pilot in command, letting him take the controls for a while. It was supposed to be a pleasure trip. The Coopers were in Seattle, visiting Dr. Cooper's sister, Joyce, and her husband, Rex. Rex thought the kids might like to take the plane up for the afternoon. Of course, it was just an excuse to fly. A pilot is always looking for one. Jay's sister, Lila, passed. Jay leaped at the chance. It was supposed to be a pleasure trip, just a scenic flight around Mount Rainier to take pictures, then a leisurely return to Boeing Field in Seattle. It would be a chance for Rex to get in some flight time and...